Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me again for another weekday meditation. This week, we're talking a lot about stress, anxiety, and worry, and I want to encourage you with three great words that don't mean much until we do something about them, but we always say it to ourselves and others. Do not worry. Well, that's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? I mean, there are struggles in life that can become emotional strongholds, things that hold you hostage and keep you from wholeheartedly trusting the Lord and experiencing the extraordinary life that He has promised you. And one of the most damaging strongholds in our life is when we allow anxiety and worry to overcome our world. Most of my anxiety comes from two areas. One, it's worry about what might be ahead. And one of the things I'm learning is I really need to get a hold of the things that I worry about because many of them are things I have no control over. The second one is found in insecurities. I would say the vast majority of my frustration, the vast majority of my fear or my stress, my worry, often comes simply out of my own challenges with insecurities. And one of the most damaging strongholds truly is my capacity to worry. It is available for every age, and it's an obstacle to us being able to move forward. So when it's a stronghold in your life, it can become, if we're not careful, a way of life. We can be consumed by worry. Well, what do people think about us? I mean, do we look okay? Are we healthy enough? Do we meet everyone's standard? And you know, if you're prone to worry, there's no limit to what you might be able to worry about. But folks cope with worrying in a lot of ways. I mean, some drink to dismiss it, others shop for a distraction. There are folks who take naps, go to bed early, and there are all kinds of things. I mean, I have had a season in my life where I've used medication, and honestly, I think if you need to, you should. But in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 25, and then in verses 31 through 34, Jesus says three times, "Do not worry." Now, the Greek word used for worry is the concept of being strangled or choked. It leaves you frustrated when you ought to be free. And if you are His disciple, if you're a follower of Jesus, then it really needs to be one of those things that we need to surrender to Him. Because you see, worrying is a sin as a result of it being doubt in the power and the goodness of God. Like, God, you're too small to be able to handle this, so I feel like I need to worry about it. I need to hold on to it. Well, there are a lot of folks that don't like calling worrying a sin, and they're just concerned about something. Well, how do you distinguish concern from worry? Well, legitimate concern is when you are in control of your thoughts and feelings, and illegitimate worry is when the matter controls your thoughts, actions, and emotions. Jesus said, "For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more worthy than they are?" Friend, listen, the reason we worry is that we're focusing on the wrong authority. If our Father, our Heavenly Father, feeds those small birds that have no soul, how much more will He take care of us since we are worth even more so to Him? Remember, we are worth so much that He gave His life, He gave His Son. Well, so remember, this is a big deal for us that we need to hang on to all that the Lord has in store for us. So don't worry about these things. Let the Lord take those and literally hand them over. So in our time of meditation today, let's start with two deep breaths. Let's take it in through our nose, hold it, and let it go. Let your shoulders slump and hang on to peace and quiet. Maybe you're the kind of person that enjoys a mountain stream, and so on a day that's about 74 degrees and light humidity, and you're sitting in one of those comfy canvas chairs by a small brook that's flowing maybe through the North Georgia Mountains, and you're alone with your thoughts, and you're alone with God Himself, And I want to ask you, if you would, to dig deep inside of your life and dig, pull up one more breath. You ready? And just settle in. And then would you dig one more time, get deep into your soul, get marrow deep, and pull out of you those things that are causing you to worry and to fret and to find anxiety in this day. Maybe it's money or relationships or children. Maybe it's not children, or it could be your spouse or a lack of a spouse, or it could be your health or an aging parent. Whatever it is that's welling up inside of you, this worry, literally dig down with your hands and pull it up. And just take your hands and lay it out and say, God, would you take all of this worry? Would you take this stress and anxiety? And would you pull it away from me and toss it and let it go down that brook far away from me? Then come to the Lord and say, God, today I am grateful for blank. You fill in that blank. God, today I'm grateful for two things. And then you finish that. God, I'm grateful for these two things. And now I want to invite you, if you would, to let's take 70 seconds. It'll be the longest time we've had yet in our time of meditation, but I want to invite you to take 70 seconds today and just in quietude and solitude, still your spirit and your mind. Don't fill it with any other voice. Don't fill it with any other sound. But once you do that, then you can just hear for the Lord's voice. Listen for it, and then you will hear it. I'll be back in 70 seconds. And we're back. I trust that that time of quietude and solitude and listening for the Lord's voice has been not only profitable in your life, but it would become a norm in your life, and you'll join us each weekday for weekday meditations. Let me leave you with this one thought from Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Oh, my friend, you know what he says in verse 34? So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble's enough for today. And yet, he has enough mercy for you to carry all of it for you. Turn it over and enjoy this day with less anxiety. God bless you. We'll see you back tomorrow.